welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week isn't so much a tip as it is a rant. I occasionally get flack from people because I'm seen as being too mild when it comes to self-defense. Now sure, there are a lot of people out there that espouse, kill or be killed. Or even one of my own grandmasters, Ed Parker, liked saying, it isn't who's right, it's who's left. That is total crap. Most people get their panties in a twist when I suggest that sometimes it would be best to comply with your robber. Give him your money, your wallet, and your jewelry. If your awareness and avoidance techniques have failed, or you're just having the worst day of your life, it is still better to have your life than to risk it for a few sheets of green paper. Money and items can be replaced. You cannot. And then the comments start rolling in. Often people accuse me of teaching people to be victims rather than we should always fight back. Other people say, I would fight for my life for the penny in my pocket if someone tried to take it from me. It's the principle of the thing. And there you have it. Principles. Anytime you see or hear the word principle, substitute it for the word ego and you will reveal the true motivation. As I've said many times in the past, ego will get you into trouble faster than anything I'm aware of. Ego gets you hurt and the people around you hurt. I look at it this way. If someone gets a drop on me and I have a gun in my face, I'm going to give him the money. Why would I escalate the conflict from an armed robbery to an armed assault? One person suggested that instead of giving the man with a gun in your nose the money, it would be better to pretend to give him the money and then duck to the side and draw your own gun. So what just happened? Instead of giving the guy the money and letting him leave, you're now in a close-range gunfight. Even if you have a safe backdrop and are careful with your shot placement, and you don't hit anyone behind your target, do you think the jerkwad thug is going to give a crap? Hell no. He's going to panic and he's going to start spraying bullets. He might hit the old lady loading her groceries, or what about the child in the back seat of his mother's car driving down the street behind you? Your principles have just gotten the innocent and completely unrelated people injured or killed. And for what? The 20 bucks in your wallet? Oh, I'm sorry, don't forget, your principles. Look their families in the eye and tell them that. No, ma'am, your child is dead not because of the money, it was because of my principles. How well do you think that would go over? As a reasonable and trained adult, you have a responsibility greater than yourself. You have a responsibility to your family to come home alive. You have a responsibility to those around you to control the situation and prevent further escalation of the event. Give him the damn money and let him walk away. What I'm not saying is that if you're under physical attack, not to defend yourself. By all means, if the thug starts wailing on you, defend yourself. I don't teach kubaton, blade, firearms, and defensive tactics because I don't expect my students to defend themselves. Do what you need to do to stop any physical attack against you or someone under your protection. You have an absolute right to self-defense. What I'm saying is that you should not unnecessarily escalate a situation from a robbery to an assault because your ego can't part with the change in your pocket. That's irresponsible. Physical interdiction should be your last option. And that'll do it for this week. You can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and on Facebook, it's Practical Defense. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day, your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.